And daf lamed zayin lamed aleph, three lines from when the line starts getting wide. Berami gezel a gezel. Now the Gemara asks astire gezel a gezel. Ktani hoche. Our Mishnah starts off by saying Amar l'shnayim gozalti le'echad mikem mone. Ve'eini yaideya eizei mikem. I don't know from who I stole the money. Case number one. Oy oviv shalechod mikem hifkid li mone. Ve'eini yaideya eizeu. So in these both cases, na negei olonu, noisin loze mone loze mone. So it says by Gezel, he does not know who he stole from. He has to give to both of them a money. Reminu, let me ask a kasha. We learned a Mishnah in Yevamis, Gozal echod mechamisha, ve'eini yeideya eizei mehem gozal. I don't know from which person I stole. Ze omer oisi gozal, ve'ze omer oisi gozal. There's a dispute between all of these five people. Each one claims that he had stolen from them a money. Meniach gzeilo bineyem umistalik. So the pashtus is, he takes this money, it's meniach gzeilo bineyem, and he's finished. Al kaponim, we see there's no chiyuv on the gazlan to make sure that each one gets paid. No, he just takes a meniach gezel b'neim, meniach zeila b'neim a mistalik. Divrei raptav. Alme misveike loy am mafkina mamayna, even though there's a suffix. And we'll see from this meniach Beinayim, there is no insurance whatsoever that the Nigzal will get it. But that's not his headache. He's not mechuyev to see, to make sure that the Nigzal will get back his money. V'amrin enukim b'moyne b'cheskes mori. I'm not mechuyev to pay more than I owe to ensure that the Nigzal will get paid. And in our Mishnah it says that he has to pay both of these Safek Nigzolim to make sure that the Nigzol gets paid. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, nothing, we have to go a little further. Umi mai the masnisin dohoche raptafani. How do you know that our mission is going according to raptaf? Let us see Rashi. The tikshaloch yevakasha. There we have a mishne meniach gzeila beineyim umistalik divrei raptafin. So how do you know our mission is going according to raptafin? Dilma rabbe kivehi. The polig nami bahi, Rabbi Kiva is choylik on Rab Tarfon, and in this chayk, this case of gozal echad mechamisha veini yedei ezim em gozal, so Rabbi Kiva says, v'oima loizu haderech moitziyosa midei avere, achi yishalem gzeila lechol echad bechad. Rabbi Kiva says that Bekerti has to pay everyone. So it's very modne. You're asking a kasha, and that mission in Yevomis is a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva says there's a chiyuv to pay each one. Rabbi Tarfon says there's no chiyuv to pay each one. Meniach zeila b'neim mistalik. Our mission says there's a chiyuv to pay each one, and we ask a stira from that here it says you pay each one. Rav Tarfon says you don't pay each one. So who told you our mission is going according to Rav Tarfon? Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Utaka holds But Yitaka pay each one, so there's no problem. That's the Gemara's kash. Mimai de masnisen do hoche reptafani. So the, we have on the side, Dilma Rabbi Kibbe. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Kibbe and everything stems. So the Gemara says no. Diktoni alo dahi, and that, we learned a baraisa, and that says on this Mishnah, Moide Raptarfen Boimer Lishnayim Gazalti Laechot Mikem Mone Ve'eni Yoideya Eze Mikem. The Baraisa says Raptarfen is Moide. If a person comes over to two people and he says, I stole a money from one of you and I don't know from who, Shenoisein Loze Mone Loze Mone. So the Baraisa says Raptarfen is Moide Mamish. To the case of our Mishnah. So we see that the Rav Tarfon holds like our Mishnah. So then we have to understand, so what is the difference between the case of Gozal Echad Mechamishi Veini Yede Ezem and Gozal Ezem Inich Zela Beinem and Mistalik. And in this case, we say, Shenoisen Lezemono Zemono. So the Gemara answers, Hosam de Kotovile. The case of Rav Tarfon in Yevomis, Gozal Echad Mechamishi Ve'eini Ve'eini Yedei Eze Mehem Gozal. Ze'oime Oisi Gozal, Ze'oime Oisi Gozal. So there we're speaking about that they are Teveya from him. So there the Shaila is, what is the halacha me'ikar adin? The Mishnah is speaking about what halacha is me'ikar adin. You have five toivim, and he doesn't know from who he stole. So Rav Tarfon says, me'ikar adin, minich gzeila b'neim mistalik. Halacha, our Mishnah, we're not speaking about that anyone was toiveya, our Mishnah is not speaking about what Allah is me'ikar adin. Our Mishnah is speaking about what Allah is if a person wants to be yotze dinei shamayim. If you want to be yotze dinei shamayim, so there's two things. There's a chayshin mishpat, and then there's dinei shamayim. So the Mishnah in Yevomis is speaking about Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat, and Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat, the din is Meinir Gzela B'Neim and Mistalik. Our Mishnah is speaking about Dinei Shamayim. If someone asks a Shaila, what should I do, Lipoter Midinei Shamayim? Wanna be Poter B'Dinei Shamayim? So then, you give each one. Deikanami diktoni shahoide mipiatzmoi shmamino. The Mishnah says a reason why he pays each one. Shahoide mipiatzmoi, we'll see in Rashi, this means that he comes to us and he's asking a shaila, what should I do? I shouldn't be nenash. So that means he's asking how to be nitzel midinei shamayim. That is a different shaila. In this shaila we say, if you want to be nitzel midinei shamayim, you should pay each one. Let us see Rashi. Diktonia lo dihi, alma moide rav tarfon boho maishne. What is the difference? Tafa Gufa says, the case of our Mishnah, when you pay each one, what is the difference from the Mishnah in Yevomis? Mishaninen hosam de kotovile. They're speaking about that they were teveya him. Vuhu in chofetz litein elaminadin. They're speaking about five people at Teveya Gazan. They said, all of them say you stole from me. He wants to be Mekayim what the din is Mekayim, what Shulchan Aruch is Mekayim. Umisveike, so if you're asking what the Shulchan Aruch is machaye, less long lech yuvei lechol chad v'chad, we can't tell him in a din yemachuyif to pay all five. Oh, there's a din, meinich gzeile beinayim umistal. That is the din. That is choshen mishpat. Our Mishnah is speaking about he's coming to ask a shayla, what should he do? He's coming to ask a shayla, we'll come back to this Rashi. The economy, the time of the Masisim, but lots of Shidei Shemaim in Ha'oinish, but loy min Hadin, we're not speaking about the Din, is mid the Tolly time, but hoy de me piyatma, she hoy de me piyatma, yo ya odom toive klum. No one was toiveye. Mashme shohu bo limlech, he's coming and asking a shayla, what should I do? So his shayla is, what should I do? And he shouldn't be nenash b'dinei shamayim. So if you want to, you're asking a shayl what you should do, you shouldn't be nenash b'dinei shamayim, you pay all of them. Now, I'd just like to mention a few ha'oles. L'chayre, we're talking about Dinei Shemayim. L'chere, to be yitze Dinei Shemayim, l'chere, there's a poshet ha'itze, there's a merdike minches chinach, simen shin and zayin, and simen shin tzadik beis, that speaks of as follows. Bizman hazeh, we don't have kahanim miyuchasim. We have kahane chazokim. So we don't know really who is a kohen, who's not a kohen. We have kahane chazokim. So the Minchas Chinuch says that he has an eitze. So how can one make a pidyon aben that the eitze l'chol adeis? I don't know if I'm giving to a kohen. So how does one make such a pidyon aben? So the Minchas Chinuch says, an iluy sheitze. He says, I go over to a kohen, and I tell the kohen like this. If you're a kohen, so I'm giving the five sloim to you. So, Baruch Hashem. If you're not a kohen, so I want you to be zeiche for the oldest kohen which is alive today. Ben Shalom knows who he is. It's irrelevant. I don't have to know him personally. But there's Zicha Koyin in the world that's a real Koyin. So you be Zeiche. Zachalot Mishloi Befana. You'll be Zeiche for that Koyin. And, so someone of Shulchan make a pidyon aben. Either you're Zeiche or belongs to that Koyin. Exactly who it belongs to. We'll find out there'll be a lot of things that'll be mevarat, so who tell me, we'll find out then, if you're a kohen, if you were zeicher, or whoever the kohen was that was zeicher, there's ochel lodem shloi befana, but now we're sure that a kohen was zeicher in the chamish golem, and now it's mekayim the mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, and shalom al yisrael. This is a minchas chinuch. Gavurche, once a person wanted to make such a pidyon aben with me, with this tnai, and I spoke with the Rav Moshe Zecheinu Bracha, Moshe said, you don't make such tzreidlich, kana chazoka, v'semecha chazoka, finish, you don't. Abal koponim, so to do this lamaise is another shayla. Abal koponim, the minchas chinuch had such an eitzin. So l'chayre, I had a kasha, The Gemara says over here, Lotso is Yidei Shemayim. You want to be Lotso is Yidei Shemayim? You stole a money, either from Reuben or Shem. You don't know who you stole it from. So the only Eitzah, the Tanna had, you want to be Eitzah Yidei Shemayim, not to be Nenash Dinei Shemayim. So you have to give both. You have to give both. So Lachay the Kasha, why do you have to give both Lotso is Yidei Shemayim? You go over to Yankel. You tell Yanka like this, I stole money either from Reuben or Shimon. I don't know who I stole from. So you be zeicher for the nigzel. Whoever the nigzel is, I don't know who the nigzel is, you be zeicher for the nigzel. I'll tell, go over to both nigzelim, you know, the real nigzel, I don't know who the real nigzel is, you also don't know. Fine. The real nigzel was zeicher with the money, and finished, and shalom al Yisrael. So it's Yaitzeh. Dine Shemayim. Why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, you want to be hated. Dine Shemayim. You have to give two monies. L'chayra, why isn't the Minchas Chinuch Eitze here a good Eitze? That was one child. We'll see later in Rashi, maybe there's another problem here, but before Rashi, so I thought could be the Minchas Chinuch Eitze is only an Eitze by Pidyon Aven. But by Gzela, it's no Eitze. Why? By Pidyon HaBen, there's a mitzvah nesine. You have to give a kohen. V'horaye, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Amatona manas lahachsa, by Pidyon HaBen, you can also make. I'm giving a matona, it's yours, amanas lahachsa. I lamaise, the kohen won't derive any benefit from it, so I won't derive. I made a nesine, you agree? We made it tonight, matona manas lahachsa. Pidyon HaBen Yotze. So Gabi Pidyon HaBen, what only is needed is a Nesina L'Koyin. And then, and the Matonam Naslaz is also a Nesina L'Koyin. That's all. I made a Nesina, finished with that night. There's no din that the Koyin has to derive benefit from it. There's a din you make a Nesina, I made a Nesina. Masha Enkain, by a Shavas Gzela, that's poshut. I'll go over to Nigzal. Say, listen, I want to pay. I'm giving. I'm a tadam on aslahasa. As we show them, that's it. There's no dinasina. But you have to return it to me. I don't have it. So memele, if someone is going to hold it, and this Yankel is holding it for the Nigzal, and when will the Nigzal get it? Well, when Elyonov you come, Hakle b'chol yimshiyava. When he comes, you'll get it. So it could be that's not a kiyum of mitzvahs v'heishev es agzela. That could be one teretz. I had another ha'orim, another gemara. Here the gemara says, lotza is yidei shemayim. It's going to be lotza is yidei shemayim. Here we're talking about, we have a lotza is yidei shemayim deki gemara. There's a shulchan aruch. That's the Yidin who amided the Vreim al-Din Torah, whatever the Chayshemisha Pasuk. Then we have a Mishnah speaking about a Psalotzi Sidei Shemayim, a Himudik Din, Alotzi Shemayim. There's another Shulchan Aruch. Fine. And there's a Din, he gives to each one. So here a Shtikul Ha'ore, so all the time we have a Sofik Bechor, Suffolk Pidyon HaBen. I have a coin. I have a b'chayr. I don't know if it's your b'chayr, Nishkan b'chayr. And so the din is, we learned in the first perek, by Suffolk b'chayr, this is the din, amaitz mechaber o'varaya. That means, is he a b'chayr? Is he not a b'chayr? I don't know. So we say, amaitz mechaber o'varaya. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch, and there we don't have a psay, himul deke Shulchan Aruch. Listen. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But if you want to be an Elohi Yid, go and give to the Kohen, be paid to the Ben. I mean, something should be paid to the Ben. We don't see such a din. There's a psay din. We have a klal amaitz mechaber olav arayim, an Elohi Yid, and I don't have to worry about it. Shalom al Yisrael. And here all of a sudden, we're worried about Dinei Shemayim. So on this kasha, I'd like to say over three terutzim. One teretz, it could be this, it's a tremendous chilek. By Sofik Bechor, there's a Sofik, am I mechuyiv liv deis es bein? I'm not mechuyiv liv deis es bein. It's a Sofik if I'm mechuyiv or not. There's so the din is a mitzvah mechaber ol avarai, and I'm not mechui. Lots of day shemaim, you're also not mechui. You know, such din. My she'enkin over here, I stole from someone. That's zicha, I stole. I zicha owe someone money. I don't know who to pay. But if there's a vada echiyu, there's a vada echiyu, I'm a gazel, and I stole from someone, less man the poly. So here there's already a shemaim de kishulchan oruch. Listen, you stole, you mechuyev to pay, you don't know who to pay. No? So you pay both. That I thought perhaps one teretz. And perhaps with this we could understand maybe this is the makor of the goyim. It's pekant. The goyim was a bechor, and every goyim he met, he was paid himself. Till he met a Rav Chaim Chaim Rappaport, was a Chaim Miyuchis, and he was paid by him, and then he stopped the pidyon. Al koponim, we see from the goyim was taka a lot of shidei shemaim dekeyit. So you see, every coin he saw, he was paid himself. So Weistachos could be, that's the chilek. I'm a zikr abuchayr. I don't know if I was yoitza my chiyit. So I'll float, so she day shemaim, yimuchuyiv, to give each coin. So it could be, that's agamor, could be, is a makayr to the goyim. Here, I zikr stole. I don't know who to give it to. So he gives to both of these people. One mahalach. A second mahalach perhaps could be that it's not some as a mitzvah, a chiyuv. I mean, here there's a law that was transgressed. I mean, it was evil, a sixel. There's a law. It's a law, I need to take lesson. But you have to be misakin the law. It's not like pidyon aben. Pidyon aben is only a chiyuv. So the din is, if you don't like mechuyiv, you're not mechuyiv. She said, "Ma'itz mechaber lo barai." Here, it could be that I stole. So you have to be misakin the lab. If you misakin the lab, so don't say, "Well, the shulchan aruch ma'itz mechaber lo barai." Here could be al kaponim lots of shidei shemaim. You have a lab to be misakin. That could be a second malach. But be'etzim, I think Rashi says a third mahalach by us. I think this is a more de Rashi. Let us again see what Rashi said. Me'ela bo limloich ma yase v'lo yayonish. Ahash tabadi amrini dei shemaim lo yotzos ad shetin lishtei, shetitan lishnei. She'im tei menachas ad sheyovi eliyohu. Nimtza hanigzol mafsid al yodos. Rashi all of a sudden says, listen, if we're going to go with the Shulchan Aruch, and you're going to hold it till Eliyahu Novi comes, Nimtze HaNigzol Mafsid Al Yodo, so the Nigzol is going to lose. As he says, and that's the Dinei Shamayim, that's the Chiyuv Lotzi Dei Shamayim, because if it's going to be by you, the Nigzol is going to be Mafsid. What is the Nigzol going to be Mafsid? So Dach Sech Mehel, it's Amir Dikasefer Hasidim, I don't know where I saw it, but the Zichah such a Sefer Chassidim, and Sefer Chassidim shteit hazay. And in Dinei Shamayim, if a person stole a puta, he stole a Shabbat puta, and so if he would have had the puta, if the Nigzel would have had the puta, they could have invested this puta and made two putas, etc., etc. So in Dinei Shamayim, we're going to be Teveya from the Gazlan, all the Revochim that the Nigzal could have made with this Pruta, B'Dinei Shamayim Yeftabe. As I state in Sefer Chassidim, it's not Pshat, it's Dinei Shamayim. And Dach Sechmir, that is Pshat and Rashi over here. Rashi says, Nimtza HaNigzal Mafsid Al Yodach. It's going to be Temenachas Al Yodach. We tell the Nigzel, don't worry, Leonov is going to come, we're going to be, the first child we're going to ask him who the Nigzel is, and then before anything, before they start with all the takos, we're going to ask him who the Nigzel is, and I'm going to give it back to you, and finish, and then now I will be Shemeya, she's my Meya. Very good, well and fine. But until he comes, he's Nifsad al Yodach, he's losing. This money that you stole, he can't invest it, he can't make Revochim from it, so he's Nifsad, it's a Vada Hefsid. The Zavada, he'll get back the money eventually, but the Zavada, I have said. So could be that's the pshat over here by us, that the lots of Shaday Shemaim is because of this hefsed that he's unable to invest it. Could be that's pshat in the Gemara. Oh, ma. Awesome, the Kotovile. Now, before we go further, let us just see two Toysfas. Gozal Mechamisha. We have a machlekes, a person stole from one of five people, and each of the five say that you stole from me. So the Gemara says, Meikar Adim, Kiva machlekes, Abtalf and Rabbi Kiva, if you pay all five, if you say, Menir Sele B'Neim Mistalek. So Tay says, Amir de Kekash, there's a machlekes, Rav Yoichanan and Rav Huna, if we say Bori Veshema Bori Yodef, or Bori Veshema La Bori Yodef. So Taisvah said, Amir Dike Kasha, Lachere. This is Lachere the Machlekes, Rav Tarfin and Rav Akiva. Rav Tarfin said that Bori Veshema, Rav Tarfin says, Menich Zeyla B'Neim Mishtalik, even though each of the five is saying, Tainus Bori, you stole from me. And he says, I don't know. So Tarfin says, I'm not mechuyv to pay all five. Rabbi Kiva says, he is mechuyv to pay all five. So Lechere, the machlokes is a machlokes in Bori Veshema, which is a machlokes in Bori. That's Taisvah's kasha. So Taisvis Loishaye Hach Plukta La Plukta de Rabbi Yochanan Ravuna de Perka Shoyl Bebori Veshema Tafilu La Rab Tarfin De Oma Minich Zeyla Beineyem Einu Mishum De Yeidea Bevadai Shloi Goza La Kulam Rak La Echot Avo Bori Veshema Yoide De Bori Odev אפילו רבי קיבה דאמר ישלם לכל אחד ואחד הנשים שידע בוודאי שהוא חייב לאחד מהם. אבל גם בבורי ושמע ידע דפוטר שאיני ידע שהוא חייב כבר. לך צריך מר תשפס סטלנדס אמר את הכחידש. That in this case, when five people are mourning from one person, each one says, you stole from me. So Taisvah says, the din Torah is on these five people. That means the Tviyah is this five Toivim. So there's five Toivim who are being Toiveya from me. So you have to be done the din Torah. There's five Toivim that are being Toiveya from me. So Mamela, if it is a din Torah, five Toivim, so Taisa said you can say two Svaras. One Svara you can say, if it's a din Torah, five Toivim, I zicher don't know all five. If that's a din Torah, if you have five Toivim, I don't know all five. So Mamela, this called a Bori Keneged, their Bori. It's not five Yechidim, it's five Toivim. So Mamela, I feel I hold Bori Vishem or Bori Odif. If there's one Tevei and one Nitva, Yana says I stole from him and I tell him I don't know. So that's Bori Vishem. But here there's a Din Torah of five Tevim. So I'll tell you, I don't know five. So there's a Bori on these five. Leidoch Giser, Rabbi Kiva that says you pay all five, because since there's a Din Torah of five Tevim, so you zicha, one of these five, there is a chiyuv to one of these five, I don't know which one. Mashain came by Bori Veshem, I don't know, Bechlav, there's a chiyuv. So Taisvis is machadish. In the case of Chamisha Toivim, it is not the case of Bori Veshem. You have to look at it as a case of Chamisha Toivim Me'echad. So Melech Chamisha Toivim Me'echad is one of the two. Either you can look at it that there's a Bori, I don't owe all five. That's it, I don't have to pay all five. Or there's Zicha, or he does Zicha, or one of the five. In every Bari Veshema, you don't have that Bari, and you don't have that Padachir. That's what Taismus is saying. Diktoni Allah, Umayda Raptafen. So, Agam Mora asked a Kashi in a very modern way. Agam Mora asks, there's a Mishnah, here our Mishnah says, Gozal, Himar Shnein Gozalti, Le'echad Mikem, Monev, Eide, Eideya, Eze Mikem. We're speaking about that once, says I stole from one of the two. He pays each one. Like the Gemara Kasha, there's a Mishnah, that when there's Hamisha Toivim, Abtafen says, you don't pay any of them. So the Gemara asks a Kasha, what's a Tzastire? So the Gemara says, I don't know what's a Kasha, maybe Hamish is going to Rabbi Kiva. Well, says, no, from the Baraisa you see that Abtafen is also made in that case. So Taisha is a Mordeke Kasha. That means when you ask the Kasha from the Mishnah, which is the Kasha's Pele Ploim, you have a Machlikas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Kiva says, Taki, you pay all five. Our Mishnah says, you pay all two. Yes, the Kasha, oh, it's a Stira. And because Rabbi Tarfin says, you don't pay all five. So who says our Mishnah is going according to five? No, because the Baraisa says that Rabbi Tarfin is Moiden, okay. So, she said, so if you don't understand, so the problem is, not from that Mishnah, don't ask from the Mishnah, ask, how does the din in the Mishnah stem with the din in the Barais? That's the Yisayid Akash. Some say to ask Akash from two Mishnah, you say, Bechlal not Shver. I mean, who says, Mishnah's going to coin trap tough. So Taisu says, who didn't have a motzi lemithras mi braise? Am I moide? What's that kipshat? Rab tough, and Rab tough is moide. Elo nichle le mifrach mi masnisen yevom is ha masnisen doch. But the yesod akashe, after I am mevarer, that the Mishnah in yevom is, after I am mevarer, that the Mishnah in yevom is the same tana like our Mishnah, so it's preferable to ask akashe from one Mishnah on the other Mishnah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omamah, next to the last line on the Aflamazayin, Omamah, Hosam the Kotovile. That Mishnah that says, that Rav Tarfon says, that Minich Gzele Beineim Mistalek, Valo Matoyim. What is he tining? What is the Gazlan tining? Abuda Marav Allah Shaisik. He's not saying anything. Abmasna Marav Allah Tzavach. Let's see what Rashi says. Valo Matain Lachol Echot. Diktoni Minir Zela Bineim Emistalik. What is he pining to them? So one Madioma says, he's not talking, he's not saying anything. Rav Yudah Marav says, Allah Shoysik. Rav Masna Marav said, Allah Tzavach. So Rashi says, Omar Lachol Echad, Eini Makirechad. He's telling each one, I don't recognize, that means I don't remember if I stole from you. Avol Shtike Kohido. But if he would be quiet, that would mean shtike kaido. Man da oma halo shoysek, shtike da hoche lav kaido, da motza oma lei haide shtiki lechol chad vechad, da amine dulma hayu, that what I kept quiet, is because maybe Taka did steal from you. So you don't stay shtike kaido. I'd like to mention the Tosfos Arosh. We have here one man, the Yomar says, that if you be quiet, that means you have five people approaching him, five people tell him, you stole from me a money. He stole from one of them a money. doesn't remember who he stole from. Each one from you stole from me the money, and each one from the Mahal Drashi stole from me. So one Magyama says, if he's quiet, that's called Shtike Kaino. So the Taisa Rosh says, Shtike Bahach Dohoche, in this case, when he's quiet, Imhoyo Toyen, Masha Shosakti, he's quiet, Lafisha Yisi Mechashe Belibi, That means Yen is telling him, you stole from me, remember, and he's looking at him and doesn't say a word. So one Madhyama said, you don't say a word, speak a kaido, you have to pay him. So Zakta Rosh, if he will say afterwards, he says, you know I was quiet, he says, I'm looking at you. I'm trying to remember if I stole from you. Imato hu oisoi shegazalti. That's why I was quiet. I mean, you told me this. I didn't say any. I don't know. Need explain this shtike. Ochinami de mehemon. He said, there's no shaila. If he'll open up his mouth later and he'll say, that I kept quiet, and the dying says, oh, you're quiet, pay him. So I'll tell them, you know, I was quiet because I'm looking at him. I'm trying to remember if I stole from him or not. I don't remember. And so what should I say? I didn't say anything. I don't know. He's saying about that I stole from him. I don't know. If he'd open up his mouth, we won't take away from him. But he doesn't say a word. That means Yenna is mourning from him, and he's quiet, and he doesn't say anything. So we won't tell of him. That means he's saying, and you don't, that means if you'll answer him, I don't remember stealing from you. You say, it's all good. I don't remember. If he'll open up his mouth, so then the zichri is entitled, that there's no shaila. But if he keeps quiet, we should tie him. You know why he's quiet. I'll tell you why he's quiet. No. We won't tie him. If he's quiet and he doesn't say anything, so one Madhyama says, if you're not saying anything, that means Shtike Kaido. Zamedike Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz. V'oimah HaRav Yaakov Mikinai. The im who mamin believe shaymer emes. That means he stole from one of five people. Doesn't know he stole from. Yenna comes over to him. You don't remember he stole from me. He tells him the whole story and he's looking at him and his face is a blank. Zukta Rav Mikinoin. Im who mamin believe shaymer emes. I think that. Ein moyel masha makrishoi oi masha oimer eine yedea. That means we have to take a cardiogram also. That means if Beliboy Take, he's asking the lawyer what I should say, his name, the end says, thinks like that, but he doesn't want to commit himself, we'll have to pay. Al Kaponim, so Rabbi Yaakov Mikinen says, you Take believe him and you don't want to open up your mouth because your lawyer told you keep quiet. And there's a din v'yareisim aleikecha, you mechuyiv to give him. Anyway, al kaponim, here we have a shayla. In this case, if we say shtike kaido or not. Oh, mama. Now let's go for it. We hear here Rav Tarfon said, he stole from five people. The shayla is, he doesn't remember who he stole from, and they say, each one says, he stole from me. So Rav Tarfon says, meinich zeyle beineyem umistalik. So the pashtus of the lotion is, he takes the gzela, he puts it down, rabbeisai, fight it out. Here's the gzela, mistalik. So the Gemara says, v'shokle lakula v'ozlech, now what kind of a shove is this? He puts it down, they'll fight now like cats and dogs will take it, and he was yaitze his chiyuv. ואומר רב אבא בר לבדה, אומר רב, כל סופק היא נוח. If something, I see something that was put away in a mokim that's ktsas mishuma, I don't know if it was lost or if it was put away. There's no simen. So we learned, lechatchila lo yito. Don't take it. Leave it there. Leave it there. Maybe someone left it there. It's ktsas mishuma, he's going to come back for it. Don't take it. Vim notal lo yachsa. But if he took it, lo yachsa, we'll see what Rashi says, Pshan. Omar Rav Safre Vyoniach. Period. Now, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. B'shokla v'kule v'ozli. Nimtzo. Ze moitzi miyodai k'dei lahafsid ha'nigzal ha'lomis. So it comes out that ze moitzi miyodai k'dei lahafsid ha'nigzal ha'lomis. That by putting it out, and they're going to start fighting over and taking it. So that's not a shove. That now he's really making the nigza lose. Omar Rababa Bar Zavde Sofik Yinuach Motza Dobo She'ein Bo'i Simen B'tzad Mokim She'mishtama K'tzas T'loi Shchichi Inshi Da'ozki. A person passes by a place. People don't walk by so often. Mishtama ktsas. There's no simen. V'yesh l'svuki. Shema midas hunachsham lignize. Now, I have a sofik. Was it put down here? If it was put down, so then don't touch it. So the end is going to come back. Maybe it was lost. Now maybe if it was lost and there's no simen, I can take it. So I don't know how it got there. Was it put there bekabone? Was it lost? And I see something. There's no simen and it's ktsas mishuma. Lechatchila lo yitlenu hamoitzei. So don't take it. Why? Shekshayovei bailov lo yimtzenu. Because if you take it, And it was put away. Lo yimtzenu b'simen ein boy sheyaches. There is no simen. So by taking it, you're being mafsed about the boss. Lefichoch yanichenu ze. Leave it there. Ubalov yovay v'yitlenu, and the bailam will take it. V'cholshkein vaday. Levadai hinuach, kedisnan motzakli ba'ashpe mechusa le'yiga ba'ibitzvadai hinuach, so don't touch it. Someone put it away. It's not an aveda, it was put away, so leave it there. Now here's sofik hinuach. Sofik hinuach, it's sofik, it's lost or put away, you shouldn't take it. Vim nota lo yachze, vim bo acha, he took it. Ba'omar shalihu, and someone says it's mine. The simen ainay naisamay. I don't have a simen. Lo yachzirenu shema ainay shaloi. Maybe it's not his. V'soif abaylam lovoi. V'yovi edim sheinichu sham. Maybe the baylam will come and will bring edim that he left it there. V'fichoch yemunach biyazad sheyovi aliyo. Doesn't mean that if he took it, he can keep it. Alme midi de misafkelon de man ninu. If we have something, I don't know who it belongs to. Tzorech lenichay biyodai mishu. So you hold it that she is barer hadova. So you should hold it. So the Gemara's kash is over here. He doesn't know who he stole. And here it says, Benich Beneim Umistalik. Now I'd like to say, perhaps, this is a difficult Rashi. Tosis in the second Perek asks on this Rashi. Perhaps we can say Eshtikul Bia in the Rashi. Rashi says, I picked up something, but the Sofik Hinuach. I don't know if it was lost, if it was put away. There's no simen. So the first halacha is don't take it. Because by taking it, could be you're being mafsid the bailam. He put it down. He's going to come back. Won't find it. He has no way of retrieving it because he doesn't have the simen. Don't take it. That's the first halacha. Ve'im notal. What if he did take it? But he didn't. It's lo yachzer. So Rashi learns pshat lo yachzer. A person comes over to him and tells him, you know, it's mine. I put it there. Lo yachzer. Don't give it back to him. Maybe it's not his. Shemein ishaloi. So Tosfos asks before in the second perek, what's the chiddush? Pashteitzach. Ian is not giving a simon. He's saying, give it back to me, it's mine. And then, that is simon. So the mother says, don't give it back to me, maybe it's not his. Oh, yeah. And then Rashi says, the whole Megillah, you have to give a reason why not to give it back to him. If you don't know it's his, how are you allowed to give it back to him? I mean, Rashi has a whole Megillah over here. So I thought, perhaps we could say, that misvorech it saying that you could give it back to him. Why could you give it back to him? Al tzvek sveike. That means like this. I found something that sofik hinuach. That means also sofik maybe. Left it there, I can't keep it, because the Bailam was not the Yaish. So the Chayre, there's a Sveksveker. That means someone comes to me and says, you took something, it's mine. So the Chayre have a Sveksveker. Maybe it's his, maybe it's his. And if it's not his, maybe it's mine. I can zikha give it to him. So if a svek, maybe, I don't know if it's an aveda. If it's an aveda, it's mine. If it's inuach, it's not mine. Whose is it? I don't know. It could be it's his. It could be it's not his. So lechere could be al svek sveke. I should be allowed to give it to him. Why not? Lechere a svek sveke. That could be, that's what Rashi says, shemo, could be, this is a sofik sheyuchal is baro, could be it's not even called a sofik, it's a sofik chasorin yediye. That means could very well be the bailam will come with eidim. You can only use a sveksveik, I can't be mevarer it. But if it could very well be, I'll give it away to him and then tomorrow someone will come with eidim. So it could be that is pshat and rashi. Rashi is saying, even though you have a svek sveker, but since could be, if he can become this bar of Edom, you're not allowed to give it to him. Anyway, so you have to hold it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is, there's a sofik. Here are you. Maybe you have to return it. Sofik Yinuach. Maybe you have to return it to the Bailam. I don't know who the Bailam is. I'm not allowed to give it away. With a Cheshbon. You have to wait till it'll become this Bara. So over here, what kind of Cheshbon is this? That I stole one. I stole from five people. I don't know who stole it. And I'm going to be Menir B'neim. Yeah, maybe the Bailam will take it. You can't make such Cheshbonis. You mechuyif to hold it till the Bailam will come. Amar Rav Safra v'yaniyach, hodik tani mistalik, that what it says in the Mishnah mistalik, siluk adinhu, v'yaniyach, Aber was habe ich nicht heute gesagt, ist alle klar, das ist Lischkelu inu velezlu. Na, das ist ein Schetekel. Veloi schizienu mi jode, na, die Schetekel hat es so schuss, hat er mir nachas bei jode. Hier ist auch, dass sie es wahre hat aber. Verkehrt hier, you have responsibility. Call you, you owe one of these five, you don't know who to give it to, so you hold it till being his barra. Behind me, Stalik, Silla Kadinu, Vinir Zela, Bifnein, Bebezen, Vyema, Biru, Shalmihu, Vyito, Mistalik, Min Hadin, Bab Zela, Nir, Biyoda, Yachio, Vyelio. So that's me, Rashi means to say that Mistalik, Beinayim, Nir, Beinayim, Mistalik, that means Rashi and Chat, Meinir bifneiem im Istalik. That means, als the din teure, that they are teveye from him, als this din teure, he says, listen, that's not my headache. You have a problem between yourselves who it belongs to, be mevare tebezn. That's not my headache. Who I stole from, who this mona belongs to, that you have to be mevare. He puts the ball in their laps. That means if you say it's your domon for me, be mevarad in besen. But the maise, he holds the taket. Since if they're not mevarad, so then I'm achieved to hold it. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Rashi says clearly in two places. The maise, he keeps it. And I says later, but Zel Nich Biyodet Shiyobi Eliyo. Now, Pshat is that in the Din Torah, he says, it's not a Din Torah on me, it's a Din Torah between yourselves, so that be Mevar Bifnei Bezen. Then if you have a beer, then come to me, but Kozman, not Mevar, I'm going to hold it. The Shittim Bekebetz is like it says, a different Pshat. That Yoniach means he has to get it out of his Rishus Take. He gives it to Bezen or to Shliach Bezen, but he's not Yoitza, Kozman, he keeps it by him. Omalei Abai Lerob. Mi Omar Rabbi Kive Loizu Aderch Metzios Mide Abera Achi Shalom Zeilo Lechol Chad Vachad. Alma misfeike mafkinon mamoine mamrinen ukim mamoine becheskas mori. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, in this case that five people approach them, and each one tells them, you stole from me a mone. So Rabbi Kiva says he has to pay all five. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Mika din is mechuyv to pay all five. Mamrinen ukim mamoine becheskas mori. Veromini, so the Gemara says, unless you astirem Rabbi Kiva. We learned, nofal habayis olov ba'al imoy. We have a very interesting case over here. A person was together in a house with his mother. He was the son of his mother. He had brothers from a different mother. His mother also had brothers. And the house fell on both of them, on the mother and the son. Now, let's make it interesting. The mother was a millionaire. Now, the shaila is who died first. Now, there'll be a male, they can have kamina. If the mother died first, so the son yashins the mother, the son is never dead, but his brother hit the jackpot, and now his brother yashins the mother, and then now he yashins his brother. That's if the mother died first. If the son died first, so then, and it goes to her brother. So we have a machlokes between two brothers who they are, disputing who died first. Nofal abayis olov balimoy. Yoshea ben Oimrim, ha'im meisa rishoyne, and then our brother died, v'yoshea ha'im Oimrim, ha'ben meis rishoyne. So maybe we haven't the faintest idea what happened. The house fell on both of them. We haven't the faintest idea who died first. So it says over here, Eilu ve'eilu moidim sheyach leik. We'll see there's different cases in Baba Basra, similar cases, the shailas who died first, and the shailas, what do you do with the money? So, but in this case, Sai Be Shammai and Sai Be Silla hold you say Yachleiko. I don't know what to do with the money. I have no way to be Mavara. So I say Yachleiko. But Omar Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Moida ni bezu shenachosim becheskosim. Nachosim is becheskosim. The shaila is what becheskosim mean. But Al Kaponim, you don't say Yachleiko, nachosim becheskosim. So Bekitzer, Rabbi Kiva holds that it belongs to one of the two, either the brother of the mother or the brother of the son, finished. And there Rabbi Kiva doesn't worry about Averis, finished, one gets the money and he builds a mansion and a good talk and Shalom Al Yisrael. And here, by this Gazlan, Rabbi Kiva says you have to give to all five. That's the Gemara's kasha. We see Bastin and Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Hosam Shema Veshema. There it's speaking about Shema Veshema. No one knows. So if no one knows, so then it's talking the Chosam Bechetzlos. Gozala Bechamisha Bori Veshema. A character's a time is Bori. So we're talking, when we're coming to the Gazlan, we're telling him, listen, all these five people are tiny, a tiny body. You stole from them. That's what they're tiny. We had in Tosfos, in Yizicha, one of the five. So then you have to pay all five. That's the coming with a tiny body. You're a tiny Shem. You know Yizicha, one of the five. So they're coming with a tiny body. So then you have to pay all of them. You can't avoid the issue. Mashain came. Hashem came in the case of Novabai's Olov Halima. The Gemara says, "Vamas nisim dohoche amal lishnaim gezalti lechem mikemone v'shemo v'shemo k'toni naisim lezemono zemono." We see in our Mishnah you also pay each month. Umeimai the Rabbi Kiva, that the Rabbi Kiva is Moide ta Mishnah, the Kanyala, the Moide Abtalchen, Baimelishnaim Gazalti Lechem, Mekem, Onamendi Eid Mekem, Laman Moide, Lavla Rabakiva, Baplukte. So we see that the Kaloch of our Mishnah Rabakiva is also Moide. Now our Mishnah is Shema Veshema. I mean, Moide Shema Veshema, how do you our Mishnah Shema Veshema? Chodod like Tony Taibu Moise, it doesn't say that it was Taibu. Rabchi said clearly that Mishnah is speaking about that none of the Nigzolim know. So now we have a stealing Rabbi Kiva. There, by Nofa, by Saul of Alimoy, Rabbi Kiva says, Nechosim Beches Kosim, I got him talk. And here, Rabbi Kiva holds, Mechiv to pay each one. After the Gemara, our Mishnah is not speaking about Lachedik. Our Mishnah is speaking about Balotzeis Yedei Shemayim. Let's see what Rashi says. Let's see what there is. Say for the God's Lech Mechamisha who be Yevons. Nobla by Sol of Alime Ben Yedua Eze Meis Rishin Boye Bohoyu Lehimay Nachosim Yibayis Avio. Yerushayim Ash Mishpachas Beis Avio Imrim Rabbi Kiva made an imazaf of Yishani, Michel Beishamai. For Oima, Bishar, Nefiloi, Shachloiko, the son of my little son, Shachosim, Cheskosam. Ligia, Miroi, Becheskosmi, Bosom, for Steimer. The Mara says, there is Shemma, Vishnema, Shnei, Mikel, Shemma, Bosom, Cheskosam. אך יבורי בשם הכלכת בחדרים האויסי גוזו, אין את אין את ועדי. וזה אומר, אין ידע, בורי בשם, עוד אם משם עוד. So Moses, how do you know that Rebbe Kiva is made at HaMishnah? Lo dehi da goz lech mechamishe. Hoza da loitoni maslitsen toivin hoisoi. Loitoni maslitsen toivin hoisoi. Loitoni hoisoi gozo. So see, no boi da toni rapri. Zay ma ani di, zay ma ani di. Lo gisni afloik. Hori buru, she boi da toni rapri. Lahach maslitsen dizalt yisecha mekembe tisefta dilei. ותוני להוך יאמר לשניים גזלתי אחד מכם אין ידי איזהו, זה ואין ידי וזה ואין ידי, נעשנו זה המון, וכנפתוני מסתיתנו, אלמה בשם ובשם מסכינה. וגמור רסס, המשנס, לוצס ידי שמיים, ורבקי וסתק המוידה, and that משנה is מייקר הדין.